Blog Talk Radio.
Talk and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness. And as always, we hope that we bring you a show that is informative and that you be proud to and willing to share with others that also may find the show interesting. Again, please know that the comments and things that are said on Blog Talk are strictly the person speaking or the people that are on, and has nothing to do with Blog Talk as itself. It is pretty much the expressions, beliefs, thoughts, and all of the above of Zurian and the Zurian Show, for the most part. Anyway, Blog Talk, today we're going to talk about something that I think a lot of people take for granted. And what is that one thing that people take for granted? I guess you already know this because you're listening to the show. The thing that people take for granted is their word. People don't seem to understand how important and how crucial their word is for their integrity, also the trust of their words. So what is your word worth? What are you worth? You know, how do people see you? Now, I get a lot of people that tell me they don't really care about what anybody else thinks about them. Well, if you don't care about what anybody thinks about you, you're probably not too bright. And that probably means that you're going to be subject to more things that people think about you than the person that does care. Now, when I say does care, I don't mean in the sense that, you know, you're going to change your life to model around someone else or something like that. What I'm basically talking about when I talk about your word and I talk about you caring about what other people think about you is the sense that people control your environments. Most of the people that are listening to Blog Talk today, you don't own your own company. You don't have your own bank, all right? You pay insurance to somebody. You have to abide by the law. You have to do a series of different things. And those things are set by what? They're set by opinion. They're set by rules, regulations, laws, different things that we have to do. So if you don't care about what somebody else thinks or you don't care about what somebody else does, first off, you're lying. Why? Because if that's the case, you wouldn't slow down when you see a cop, okay? You just keep on speeding if you're speeding. If you didn't care about what other people think or thought, then guess what? When your significant other is about to see you doing something that you ain't supposed to do, you wouldn't do it. Perfect example, you guys that used to never put down the toilet seat, you always left it up, but you now put it down. You do that because you care about what somebody else thinks. Fashion, music. The place that you live, the car that you drive, all of these things are what? They're you caring about what somebody else thinks. They're you caring about what somebody else says. They're you caring about what somebody else that, in the most part, to the best of my knowledge, doesn't really have anything to do with your life, actually says about your life, your situation, and the things around you. Now, another thing that we need to look at when we talk about our word is we need to talk about trust. We need to talk about you telling the truth. Understand that the bad things that most of us do, people seem to remember them forever. The good things that people do, people forget them like it never happened. So, most of us, please understand, you work a job. If you work a job, you get paid for 40 hours worked, 80 hours worked, a month worked. If you stop working, what happens? You stop getting paid. Why? Because you're being paid 2 weeks later for that work you did 2 weeks ago. Now, the same kind of dealy kind of goes with your word. It kind of goes with your ability to share stuff. Plus that, remember, too, that your words have a lot of power. They have a ton of power. And when I say they have a ton of power, I'm talking about a ton of power in the sense that other people may take your words jokingly, especially if you don't clear up that joke as the gospel when they're not the gospel. Ladies and gentlemen, wars are started because of words. Ladies and gentlemen, people are killed and murdered and all types of other things are happening because of words. I mean, a very prominent martial artist recently posted something on Facebook, and he said that one of, you know, the person's students was basically had lost his life. And the reason that this young man lost his life, or this young person lost their life, was because of a lie. That, ladies and gentlemen, is totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. Because, first off, this person lost their life over something that wasn't true, that was spread by somebody else that was probably miserable, or that probably, you know, maybe they didn't mean it. It doesn't really matter whether they meant it or not. The damage is what? It's done. That person is no longer with us. You know, all the sorries and all of that can't do anything for it. It's done. Now, I'm not saying that we need to, you know, stand up high and scream and shout the damnation of this other person. But what I am saying is that words have power, and that power is pretty ominous considering the things that can happen from somebody misusing the power that they have. And in some cases, the power that they don't even know they have, the power that they don't even perceive themselves as wielding. So we need to be careful with what we say. We need to be, again, as you've heard me say before, we need to be people of character and stop being characters. Most of us are definitely characters, not showing character. And we show that in our actions. We show that in our inconsiderateness. We show that in our inability to communicate effectively and appropriately, not only written but verbally. We share that in the sense that sometimes we use words that totally downplay us, not only as people but as human beings, downplay us in race, downplay us in culture, downplay us in level of knowledge. We really need to be careful with what we say. Words are very powerful. So what are your words worth? What is your reputation worth? What are you worth? What damage are you doing to yourself and others by using the words that you use? You know, in the African-American community, there's a word called nigga. And, you know, it's a derogatory word to most black people if it's said by somebody in another culture. However, said amongst African-American people or people of that particular race or ethnicity, it's an acceptable term, and it's an acceptable term that is regularly used. However, it shouldn't be. Why? Because for other cultures, it is a non-acceptable term that is used to downgrade and to belittle people of that particular race, people of that particular ethnicity, people of that particular way of that culture. Again, none of us can change where we were born. None of us can change who our parents are. However, all of us can change how we present ourselves. All of us can change how we carry ourselves. You know, those of you that like to sag, all right, again, the original connotation of that was not a very positive one in the sense of you being a straight heterosexual. You know, it was very very telling if you were a heterosexual male that belonged to someone else. However, it's become a fashion. It's become a way of life. A lot of children or young adults actually wear their clothes that way. Now it is considered as a fashionable thing, and it is accepted in America, not by all Americans, but it is accepted. Here's the problem. You go to a job interview, is it really accepted? Nobody may not say anything, but are you going to get that job? You know, you talk a certain way, or you have your hair a certain way. It may be accepted, however, are you going to get that promotion? Are you going to move up to the next level? You know, and then you get people that say they don't care. However, we're talking about your quality of life here. Your quality of life is being affected because you chose a particular dress. You chose a particular mannerism, a way of presenting yourself, and that way of presenting yourself is acceptably not accepted. some people would call it discrimination, and technically it is. However, no matter how much discrimination, can you prove it? And are you now going to get that job? And now do you even want that job? So, ladies and gentlemen, we really need to watch what we say. We also need to be more careful and more conscious on the things that we do, not only amongst ourselves, but also amongst others. And your words have power. Please keep that in mind. You know, I was talking yesterday, on yesterday's show, I was talking about a young lady, Fran Ponick. And Fran Ponick is a very nice young lady, very educated young lady. You know, husband is a very intelligent man, very gifted person too. And Fran was talking about the fact of how in her business circles around helping people to be able to articulate their thoughts, not only, you know, verbally in the sense of presentations, but also in the sense of being able to take what's in their mind and take that and transfer it to paper, transfer it to a format where other people can take that information and from reading it, be able to get the message across, you know, to kind of take some of the perception out of it and make it to where no matter who reads it, they're all seeing, hearing, feeling, and learning, for the most part, the same things. Of course, we all start at a different level. And it was just really interesting, you know. And, again, it's that presentation. And you have people like Fran, you know, Ponick, that's in the – she's in the Washington, D.C. metro area and would be happy to help anybody that wants to help her. All I can say is Google her because I don't have the information on me. But anyway, this young lady is able to – she's found her niche. She's found her skill. She's found her ability to – not only help other people, but not only speak correctly herself, but also to help other people to be able to share their gifts, because that's basically what Fran does. But she uses words. And what I'm saying is that Fran is basically a word connoisseur. She is a person that has found a way naturally and, you know, through her own efforts, and that's part of it. You know, her passion is there, so that's what makes it natural for her. But she's able to take that information and help people that don't necessarily, you know, represent themselves well or don't necessarily aren't the greatest orators. And she's helped them to conquer the fear of speaking in front of a large group of people or conquer the fear of being able to conjugate their verbs correctly, you know, or pronunciate because their native tongue is not, you know, English. So the way that the muscle memory in the jaws is different in how they pronounce things. But again, talking with her was incredible. But again, that comes back to that presentation. That comes back to that being able to articulate your thoughts and to do it in such a manner that everyone that is listening to you is listening to the meaning. They're listening to the message. The message is holistic. The message is not caustic. The message is not offensive. You know, the visual message and the verbal message, they're being taken for the pure essence of what the original orator is trying to express when they say it. You don't have to use curse words to be expressive. You don't have to put somebody else down to be expressive. You do not have to yell at the top of your lungs. You know, the other day I went to a presentation and there was a lady that was doing a presentation, and it was interesting because of the fact that this young lady had highs and lows, and sometimes her highs were way too high, you know, and sometimes her lows, they were pretty much online, but sometimes her highs and her mannerisms didn't go. They weren't really, really congruent with what she was saying. This young lady, too, is probably a master saleswoman and good at what she does. And from what her numbers are, she's probably extremely good at what she does. However, this was a person that, because there was so much, I guess you could say, animation and in what she was saying, along with the fact that she kept repeating the same things, some of the translation of what she was trying to say, for me, can't speak for anybody else that was in the room, but for me, it lost its sincerity. It lost its realness, you know, to where I went to a meeting, you know, a week or two ago, and a young lady was doing a presentation. And with her presentation, there weren't the highs and lows. However, just from looking at the woman, just from watching her mannerisms, just from, you know, listening to the tonality and the change of tonality in her voice, you saw that she meant what she was saying, that everything that she was saying was from the heart, that everything she was saying was from her center, that she had a passion for what she did and she loved what she did and she loved working with people and she loved the interaction of dealing with other human beings. It was really interesting. So, you know, I mean, Blog Talk, I'll put it to you this way. I think this month alone, I've probably talked to something like 300 to 400 different people. I mean, I've actually done individual conversations, presentations, what have you, with anywhere from 300 to probably about 500 people. And each time that I do that, and remember, I'm a African-American gentleman from the projects of New York. You know, every time that I do that, I always get, you know, at least one or two people that come up to me and tell me how well I spoke or tell me how confident I seem to be or how well I composed that or how they wish that they could speak like me or what have you. And for me, that is the ultimate compliment. Not because I believe I can speak well. I really don't. I need a lot of help, okay? But the fact that I know that my message was conveyed. They heard what I was saying. Nobody may have other really have responded to what I was saying, as into the talks later, but I know that there were people in that room that got the message. You know, there's an old saying that it's not the listener's job to understand, it is your job to make sure that you are understood. And I think a lot of us lose that when we go and try to share information with other people. We lose the translation because we're so regimented in talking to certain groups. We're so regimented in presenting the people who know what we're talking about that we kind of miss the big picture, that there are other people in the room other than those that we are used to talking to. And also understanding that everybody in that room, everybody that's hearing you speak, or everybody that's in the room that's looking at you, is seeing a certain representation of you. And what do you want that reputation to be? What do you want that reputation to be when somebody looks at your child? What is that reputation do you want it to be when somebody is going to be now judging them? Because guess what? All of us, none of us are going to be there with our kids 24 hours a day. Understand that the presentation that you present to the world is the presentation that the world will take and look at when it looks at your children. Is that the type of presentation that you want to give? Is that the type of representation that you want represented for your children to carry on and for you to now basically help to structure how the world is going to look at them? So again, what is your word worth? You know, how do people look at you? How do you look at yourself? Are you looking at yourself with rose-colored glasses, or are you seeing things as they are? Are you making excuses, or are you working to change it? Again, if it's going to change, the only way that it's going to change is if you, I, and others take action to make those changes happen, to make those changes part of the reality that we want to occur, so that we represent not only ourselves, but our organizations, our industries, our loved ones, our wives, our husbands, our families, you know, our significant others, our kids, in a way that is not detrimental to their future, but is a catalyst to their future, which is something that's going to help other people, not just in your city, your job, your town, your state, your county, but your country and the world look at you and the people that you represent in whatever ethnicity that you are within. You know, there's more than enough stereotypes out there, but the problem is that a lot of us are creating those stereotypes. A lot of us are creating these problems for ourselves and for others within our group, and we're hurting ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to stop stabbing ourselves in the foot. We have to stop taking poison in and then sharing that poison with every person we know. We have to stop the self-assassinations that we seem to do so well. And then when somebody calls us on it, we get upset. How can you get upset when you set the stage? You know, you've heard me say this before. I told you when I talk to the ladies that I teach for self-defense, you know, women's self-defense, I tell them, if you don't want the part, don't fit the script. Too many of us fit the script, especially when it comes to negativity, especially when it comes to a non-positive representation of ourselves and our cultures. Let's really take a grip. Let's look at it. Let's create a leadership where we're not only leaders in the sense that we have the leadership position, but we're leaders that we want to follow. We're leaders that we would take the hill with. Let's start representing ourselves, our races, and everything in a positive light that's going to help us move to the next level, help us grow, help us develop, and help us become the way that we need to be. Let's communicate and let's show our words and our actions as being of character, not being characters. So, again, Blog Talk, what is your word worth? And are you representing yourself, your organization, your brand? Because you are your own brand. Okay, whatever your name is, you are that. Is that a brand that you would buy? You know, there used to be a radio out a long time ago, a company called Fisher. Fisher disappeared. Why? Because people lost faith in that brand. You know, there was a company well known. It wasn't gone. It's not gone. It's still here. But IBM. IBM at one time lost the faith of American people. And what happened? People started losing faith in their brand. So what did IBM do? They hired a young lady as a vice president. And what did she do? She became the vice president of marketing. And what she did was she changed the American understanding and the world understanding of IBM. And it brought IBM back to a powerhouse level. Now, will IBM ever be the powerhouse that it was? That I don't know. But I can tell you one thing. They're on their way, and they've been on their way for a while. And it's because of the efforts of somebody that understood that the representation of the company had gone down. And it wasn't being represented the way that it needed to be represented to stay a powerhouse in the American marketplace or in the marketplace of the world. So this person got in there, and they did what they needed to do. U.S. Airways is another airline. They did the same thing. They got somebody that came in there, and they turned it around. You can turn you around. However, it is easier to maintain a level of quality than it is to regain a level of quality, especially in the minds and hearts of other people. So what I'm saying to you is, how about today starting to make yourself over? How about today starting to do things that are going to grow you, grow your brand, and grow your name so that when people look at you, they see you as a brand that they want to be associated with. They see you as a particular person that they can look at and look up to as an expert, as a professional, all right, as a man, as a woman. Because remember, too, it's not just who you know, it's what you know and how you apply that information. How you apply what you know is what makes you or breaks you. Knowing a lot but not doing it is just, it's ludicrous. Also, remember that all of us are part of a team. You and I are part of a team. Use that team. Use the team skills to help you get to a certain goal, but understand that In the end, you are still part of a team. Doesn't matter if you're the number one player on the team or the number two or the number 47 out of 47. Each member of the team plays a part, and each member of the team has certain skills that they bring to the table. Even the people that aren't really members of the playing team, they're members of the support team. Those people are very important in what goes on in your life. Understand, especially if you're in a culture where your ancestors have fought to get you to a certain position, you're not only representing yourself, you're also representing those people that in some cases may have died for you so that you could have the abilities that you have today. Anyway, Blog Talk, thank you very much for listening to The Zurian Show, and I hope that everybody is having a great and fantastic week and that you have a great weekend. I know we've got a holiday coming up, and that should be great. But just remember, when you wake up every day, wake up with a smile. Why? Because you got another opportunity to wake up. Each day, be thankful. Why? Because you're here. We need to also embody and create an attitude of gratitude, and that attitude of gratitude needs to be something that you wake up with every day, that you're thankful for every day, that spears you to the next level. And remember, givers gain. So if you can help somebody, help them. Don't look for anything in return. Just do it because you can, and it's not going to be detrimental to yourself or your family. If you've got it, give it. All right? Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great day. Have a great life, and be well. This is Zurian of The Zurian Show. Please check us out on Facebook and any other medias that were out there. If you also want to learn a little bit more about us, you can text Zurian, Z-U-R-R-I-A-N-E, to 90210. Again, that's Zurian, Z-U-R-R-I-A-N-E, to 90210. You put the 90210 in the phone part as if it was a phone number, and then in the body you would put the word Zurian and hit send. Other than that, you guys take care, be well, and have a great day.